Chapter 1. Luna.
Look out, she's coming in hot. With the glue.
I chuckle as I squeeze my glue gun, releasing the smallest dollop of glue before applying a bead to a vest I'd been working on for the past 24 hours. I'm not normally one to glue gun beads. I like to sew them in like the proper crafter I am. But when your favorite waiter down at the singing diner begs you to jazz up his vest on short notice for his first solo performance, you break the rules. Ouch! I yelp when the glue singes my already calloused fingertips. You would think at this point in my life, I would have no nerves left in the tips of my fingers. But apparently, there are still some in there.
You little beaded bastard!
I whisper to the vest as I sit back to evaluate my work. Not too shabby for a quick glue job. I still have some gold beads to add around the collar, which I'll need my special glasses for, but before I snap those on, I need a tiny break. I lean back in my chair and grin when I see what time it is. 6:30 means only one thing. The crafty duo is on. Eep. After locating the remote in record time, I flip the TV on and change the channel from Bravo, my roommate Farrah's favorite, to the DIY network. Farrah and I have been best friends since high school. We have one giant thing in common, a passion for expressing our creativity, Farrah being in fashion. But that's pretty much it. In every other way, we're polar opposites. I tend to try to bring joy to every aspect of life, while she can be rather aggressive, but also outgoing. The great thing about our relationship is we can take my glass-half-full attitude and mix it with her glass-half-empty one and offer a full glass of life to the world when we're together. So when we both decided to move to New York City, we couldn't think of better roommates than each other. The show comes on, and the theme song rings through the living room. I shimmy along while I prepare myself for the next round of beads. I love crafting. Actually, that's a lie. I don't just love it. I live for it. You know the saying, jack of all trades, master of none? Well, that's me, except I'm the jack of all trades, queen of every one. Need me to crochet, knit, needlepoint, sew? I'm your girl. Looking for someone to bead, bedazzle, jewel, mold? Call me up. In search of a seamstress, an embosser, a lettering expert? Hey, right here. Waves. I am multifaceted, talented in every way, and I have creativity spilling out of my pores, begging to be used every day. It's why I own one of the top Etsy shops in the world. Why I'm the first crafter under 30 to win a Webby for my outstanding YouTube channel. Why I can afford an apartment in Manhattan, and why I'm highly sought after to bedazzle Showtime vests in a matter of 24 hours. I slip on my glasses and, like a grandma, flip over the magnifier that's attached so I can get a much closer look at the work I'm doing. This is a typical Friday night for me. Hunched over my craft desk, glasses strung around my head, TV on in the background, tea at my side. I don't get out much. I definitely don't date much, and I sure as hell can't remember the last time I saw a naked man. But that's okay, because I'm 30. Not really flirty, but I'm glittery and thriving. Are you getting married in the next few months? Are you crafty? Do you have what it takes to plan a wedding on a $10,000 budget in New York City? I know that voice. I crave that voice. My head pops up from the vest, and I lift my glasses to focus on the TV. It's her, the goddess of all crafts. Heart eyes pour from me as I take in the one...